Is there anything that Harvey Murray, I could bring you some pickles? Is there anything that Danny Ellis, Shane, about your sure fart? Kiribati, okay, so I figured what we're going to do now is we're going to, in honor of the coming of Hanukkah, and what day in Kislev is it now?
Thank
You give more Kislev? Okay, we're coming up. You give more Kislev. And we're learning tzitzis, so I figured this would be. I made a bunch of new packets on Hanukkah, but the packet we should start at least with here is the packet that has to do with the tzitzis. Okay, and tzitzis on Hanukkah.
What's the title?
It's called Inyan Divrei HaShiltos B'Mokom. Hadlokas near Chanukah
I don't think I see that. Wait a minute.
v'hamistoyf.
Is that in the Tzitzis folder or in the
Oh no,
Hanukkah
not in
folder?
the Tzitzis folder. It's a Chanukah folder. Did you?
I see the Hanukkah folder, but I don't see something called that.
Let's. This, Jacob.
The
Jacob.
Shiltos,
He doesn't see the.
It should be in the on the Hanukkah.
Oh, the shield, I'd say it's cut off. Okay, I have it. I have it.
Yeah,
I have it. I have it.
you see
I have
it?
it. I have it.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's start with the Shiltos. I told you the only person I know that learned Shiltos with was Rabbi Tamler. He used to learn with his Balabatim Shiltos in the shul on Friday night. He learned Shiltos. The Shiltos goes according to the Parshas of So in Parshas Vayishlach, I guess, it's just like now. It's already the week of Vayishlach. So, he's getting ready for Hanukkah. So just like he got ready for Hanukkah, we should start getting ready for Hanukkah also. So the Shultos, as people point out, was the first sefer after the Gemara. Right? The Gaon of Shultos, the Rav HaChai Gaon. And the fact that the Netziv wrote a Perush on the Shultos, that made it very popular. Because the Netziv in the Litvish world, his Netziv was in Volozhin, and in the Litvish world, they like to learn the Netziv. And I think in the more, modern world, they also like the Netziv's parish. Because the Netziv was, was a thinker, and he had his original Chidushim.
And he
So,
was a big Ohev Tzion, a big Ohev Tzion.
Okay. So he put all the different things together. He was, of course, a big Gaon, a big, like in the YU world, the Tziv is, Soloveitchik would call the Tziv, so it's, that's a popular thing. So, Perush HaChumash and Perush and the Shiltos became popular in this generation. So, page 9, it says, V'hecha monachle, where do you put the Hanukkah candles. Rav Yirmiyah, midifti. Chad Omar miyomin, chad Omar mismol. Does he put it on the right side of the door or the left side of the door? I personally don't put my menorah in the door. I'm very, big with fire hazards. I don't put it by the window either. Because I'm afraid that the thing that curtain could fall on it to catch fire. I'm a big believer of a manichal shulchano v'dayah. Hello. Me. Yes, so can I call you back? So, so he says the different opinions whether you put it on the right side or the left side. So one opinion says Mandoma Miyomin, Kasovati Hekad the Levi Tati Mitzafsa Bhadukta. You have two mitzvahs in one place, the mezuzah and the what? And Ner Chanukah should be in one place. Ner Chanukah and mezuzah. Mandoma Mismal, Kasovak Hekh Levi Mezuzah Miyomin, and Ner Chanukah Mismal. The other opinion says no, better to have the mezuzah on the right than Ner Chanukah on the left. But then he adds a thing. It's interesting. So what's the chiddush of the shultos? He adds this comment. See, this is already in the Gemara, as the Tziv points out. What is the shultos add that's not in the Gemara? He says, now Chanukah, he says, mizuzah b'yamin, now Chanukah b'smol, u'bal habayis b'talus mitzuyatzes b'neihem. So that's the part that he adds. And about the bal habayis, so he didn't have to say, you know, anything about the Baal HaBayis. Of course you could have to have the Baal HaBayis there. Somebody gets the light. So he mentions the Baal HaBayis, and then why does he have to mention, and he's wearing a talis mitzuyatz be'emtz. So what does he tell? Nechanakim is, he says, mezuzah miyamin, nechanakim b'smol, u'Baal HaBayis v'talis mitzuyatz be'nehem. And look in the tziv here, where the arrow is at the bottom. Baal HaBayis b'talus mitzuyatz be'nehem, the Gemara lays. In other words, in the Gemara, we don't have this. It doesn't say this in the Gemara. Baal HaBayis b'talus mitzuyatz be'nehem. So it's interesting that the tziv, we're in the you show them the Chanukah packet. We're in the Chanukah packet on the Shultos on page 9. The Shultos discusses that if you're putting the Chanukah candles in the door, so you should put it on the left side. Which the mezuzah is on the right side, and there's Chanukah on the left side. But then he adds something, and the Baal HaBayis wearing his tzitzis, Baal HaBayis with talis mitzuyatzes, they name it. So let's see the Netziv. Baal HaBayis v'talus mitzuyatz be'nehem, Gemara leisa, t'ho kosha, ha-madlikin b'layla, the lav zman tzitzisu. Well, so that's his kasha. There is, if you light at night, the Torah is man of the light at night, so why is he wearing tzitzis? So he's going to discuss, you know, Machlok is the Rosh and the Rama, according to the Rosh, as he's going to say. So, Beged Yom is Chayiv even Balayim. But according to the Rambam, there's no Chayiv Balayim. Even a Beged Yom is Pater Balayim. So that's the question. What's Pshat in the Shultos, according to the Rambam? And the Rambam usually likes to quote the Gaonim. Rambam was a big into the Gaonim. I told you Rav Shas Cohen, of Yeshua Cohen, he wrote a sefer called Kerem Yeshua. He's a Rebbe in the Yeshiva Chut Shal Chesed, Yerushalayim of Rav Arush. Chut Shal Chesed, Rav Arush is a popular person in Yerushalayim. So he has a Breslov Yeshiva in Yerushalayim called Chut Shal Chesed, and the Kerem Yeshua, Rav Yeshua Cohen, is a Magid Shir in that yeshiva. So he wrote a sefer on Lima, Derech HaLimud, and Kerem, called Kerem Yeshua. So I always like to quote this. I think he's quoting from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that There are two ways to learn Shas, right? The way the Rambam and the Gaonim learn Shas, and Rashi, and the way the Balei Tosis learn Shas. The Balei Tosis learn Shas as a holistic whole. In other words, every Gemara we try to fit in with every other Gemara. That's what Tosis is all about. Tosis will ask a Kasha from another Gemara. But according to the Rambam, the Kasha doesn't get off the ground because that's a different sugya, a different shita. Why do the two things have to mesh? Right? And the Tosis was of the opinion, no, you have to try to mesh everything together. And that's why he thinks it's a valid Kasha. It was according to Rashi and according to the Rambam and the Gaonim, all the Kashas of Tosis are not even, they weren't, you know, interested in those questions. Because just because there's a sugya elsewhere that says otherwise, doesn't mean that this sugya has to work with that. That's what I was told, Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig, Rosh Shiva here, supposedly said that the definition of pilpul is when you assume everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. So that's what a pilpul is. In other words, Rosenzweig said, a pilpul is assuming everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. So that's what it's a kash. In other words, you have to assume my assumptions. So the sugi and brachas has to assume these same assumptions as in menachas. And therefore it's a kash. But if you assume that you don't have to assume your assumption, then you just say that's a different sugya. Sugya is chalukos. So the Rambam was always, like the Rashi and the Gaonim, were always of the opinion that the sukkahs are chalukos. So just because there's one Gemara says one way and another Gemara says another way, so each Gemara you should learn on the face value of that Gemara, not to try to reinterpret. See, what does Tosis do? He has a kasha from this Gemara, and then he has to reinterpret both Gemaras, or reinterpret at least one of the Gemara to fit in with the other Gemara, and the pshat that he gives is not necessarily the pashat pshat in that Gemara. It's like an ukimta. Yes, the so that's the way the Balei Tosis. So that's what they point out, that the Balei Tosis were the people of Pilpul. They were the Pilpul people. And the other people, the Rambam, and it was not just Rambam learned each sugi independently and decided which sugi to pasca like, but not making new pshatim in the sugi based on a kasha from a different sugi. So it's interesting that the Rambam shita is that tzitzis you don't wear at night, right? It's only the daytime. So that's the question that the Netziv asks. Is the Shulta says that what? That mezuzah b'yamin, ner Chanukah b'smol, u'balabayis, betalis mitzuyesas be'emtzah. So he has the chor kosha, amadlikin b'layla. That's the Netziv's kasha. Then we light at night, the lavzman tzitzisu. So if you hold, he's going to say like the Rosh, that you chayev even benayit, but beged yom chayevim belayla. Okay, but if you hold like the Rambam, and what led me onto that whole discussion is the Rambam is usually the one who follows the Gaonim, you know, and the Shultas is from the Gaonim. Well, we'll see. So what does it mean? So so the kasha of the Netziv on that when you're lighting there is Chanukah, the Baal HaBayis is wearing a talis b'suyas. So we have to understand this. This whole discussion, to understand this whole discussion, we have to see the different shitas about when you're supposed to light Neres Chanukah. He says, the Tzarech Loimar says in the Tziv, the Svir Le Kerashba Raran, the Madlikin Betchila Shkia, the Or Hayom. Oa Efshar, the Svir Le Kedas HaRosh, the Ksus Yom Chai Betitz is Gamf Av Malayim. So let's see what this Rashba is all about. So to understand this, we have to understand when, what does it say in the Gemara? When are you supposed to light Neres Chanukah? So let's see what it says in the Gemara here in Shabbos on page 1. Follow from the base. Raminu mitzvosa mishetishka hachama ad shetichla regel minashuk. So what does it mean, mishetishka hachama? What is shetishka hachama? No. What? So Rav Harari says Tishka Cham is sunset. Does everyone agree with that?
No.
Yeah, what's another shot?
The other shot is soap shkia.
Yeah. In other words, the shkia could be shkia sachama. Shetishka chama means it already was set some time ago, which would Rabbi Aaron call sof shkia, which could mean what? Which could mean tseisa kachavim. It could mean tseisa kachavim shetishka chama, because. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 2. Look at Shulchan Aruch in the Makabit. Let's see. The Ferrari says, okay, let's see in what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Simitov Reishayim Beis. Sival. Eima Ligin Mechanica Podem Shetishka Chama Elim Tzov Shkiyosom. And look in the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says that Sof Shkiyosa. Well, the Mechaber writes, "Ein Madlikin Ner Chanukah Kol Shetishka Chama Ilum Sof Shkiyosa." And the Magen Avraham says, that's what? Tzeis HaKachavim. But if you learn that's the Pshat, if you say like that, then we're still going to have the problem, because if you're lighting Chanukah candles that tzeis HaKachavim, according to the Rambam, you're already potter from tzitzis. So what's the balabais in talis mitzuyeses v'emtsa? Because if you hold like the Rosh, that is begid yom is chayiv even balayla, so then it could be at night and you still wear tzitzis. But according to Rambam, you don't wear tzitzis at night. So, and if you hold the zman of hadlokas ner Chanukah is in the is at night, then why is he wearing tzitzis? Why is he wearing tzitzis? And the Shulchan Aruch, so we have to see. So the Shulchan Aruch says Sof Shkiyasa, which the Magen Avraham interprets to mean Tzeis HaKachavim. But let's see what the Rashba says. Can we look in the Rashba? Let's look in the Rashba. It's the same price if you look in the Rashba. What page? Page 4. Oh. Adam reading mitzvahsim shetishka chama ashetichla regel mashug mistabe dolavi kuvahi. Omer the kodem luchem rotzal havegenu mavik. He's saying maybe you could lie even here earlier. The vaday ilu rotzal hadlig mavik some of the shkis chama. You can presume nisa. In the Amru Lakaman, Bener Shabbos, the Amur Ha'esh Mashlim Amur Hanan. So he says he doesn't think it's Likuva that it can't be earlier. So he says it could be even Samach Lashkiya Sachama. Veloma the Mimalik Sachmish Kosha, Iker Heker Lutzark Mitzvah Shabbos Madliko. Right. In other words, when you light Neir Shabbos, you do it some of the Shkia. So, Hanami de Kavasa. But when do you have to light? Is Mishat Tishka Hachama. And the Raya Adlok is Neir Chanukah Be'erev Shabbos. Al Korach Makdim Min Kashecha. Right. And obviously, on Friday. On Friday, you're not going to light late. So if they're saying basically on Friday, if you have to light early because you can't light, you know, you can't light at Seis. You can't even light even later. So then that's a raya that even during the weekday. That's a question. Is the Hadlakas Neiris on Friday an exception because, or no, that's just a proof that that's the Zman of, that's the proof that that's the Zman of Hadlaka the whole week. Or it is a special Zman. So he says, so he says you can light before, but the Iker Zman is Tishka Chama. So he says, so when is that? Still, which ski is he referring to? So let's see further. One second. So again, he's saying is, well, it doesn't have to be Mishatishka, could be earlier than that. But what is Mishatishka? Is it like the Magen Avraham says? What does the Rashba say? So, if you look in the Sefer Noson Pirio of Noson Gestetner on page 6, yeah, before we see Rav Noson Gestetner, we can look in the There's a Gra in Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at the Gra in Shulchan Aruch. Look in the Gra in Shulchan Aruch on the second column on the left side. The first line. Aval Barashbo, Baran Mashman Behedya, Shu Tchila Sashkia. El Gmashan Shwam Bashkia Shnia. He says the pshat in the Rashba is, you have to realize like this, Rebbe said. In the Rishonim world, they all held like Rabbeinu Tam. In the Provence, the Rashba, right? That's Provence. From Spain. It's not from Spain. What? Spain. I didn't mean to say Provence. I meant to say in those Rishonim of Rabbeinu Tam, that's Provence. Yeah. I didn't mean to say Provence. I meant to say in the Shulchan Aruch world. And in the Rashba world, in the Rabbeinu Tam world, it's all Rabbeinu Tam. The Gra didn't even make it to the Shulchan Aruch. This idea that once what we call Shkia Rishona is Safek, already Safek Yom, Safek Laila. In the world of the Shulchan Aruch, in the world of the question what the Rambam held, we'll have to see. But they all said, and the way the Rabbeinu Tam works is that I'm giving you a rough estimation. From Shkia till 58 and a half minutes is still Vadayom. From 58 to 72, 58 and a half is Shkia Shnia. And from 58 and a half to 72 is Ben Hashmashos, and 72 is Vaday Laila. So he's saying, the Vilna Gaon saying Pshat in the Rashba, the Mogad of Rav says Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is Tishka Chama, it means Seisach HaChav, which is, let's assume now 72 minutes, for the argument's sake. And what the Ran and the Rashba are saying, it's 58 and a half. And that's how the Vilna Gaon explains the Rashba. But none of these people were saying Shkia Kipshuto, but we say Shkia. I mean, and the people in these Rishonim.
The Gaon isn't saying that's his Shita, is he?
No. He's just explaining
the other.
Like Rav Shechter said, the Gra is being mefarish. He's not saying his sheet is. The Bir Gra, like Rav Shechter points out, I believe, it's a perish on the Shulchan Aruch. Right? It's not like what he did, that's in the Maaseh Rav, what he did personally, what his. But this is not necessarily his sheet. And you should know that was the minute, Max, in the world. People followed the Shulchan Aruch, even the Kula, right? In places in Hungary, they say even Rabbi Kiva Eger, they followed the, right? The Ferrari, he's absolute, but they followed the, you know, today, you know, the minhag is not to follow the Gra, the Rabbeinu Tam Lekula. Because if you do follow Rabbeinu Tam Lekula, you could still be driving in your car after Shkia.
Lots of people. Yes,
officially, no one's supposed to do it. But what happens unofficially, that's a different story. But officially, everyone is supposed to, you know, if you want to keep Shabbos late, it's one thing. But to start it late, officially, no one's supposed to do that.
Officially, by
Samer? Yeah, I mean, even the Samer, they made a meeting. There was a meeting. Yeah, a meeting that no one's going to. to do malacha per shkia. Now, is that really what's really happening behind closed doors in every community that I can't say. But because they felt in America, especially in America, that it's going to cause, there's so much Chil Shabbos happening in America. So the feeling of the Rabbanim was that if the Shomrei Shabbos won't be on one, you know, thing, then it'll be too confusing with the Mechalei Shabbos. So if you want to keep, like, I keep late Shabbos, okay, keep late, but I don't do malacha past Shkia, even though technically speaking, if you keep late Shabbos, you should be able to do malacha past Shkia also. But okay, so that we try not to do. And officially, no one's supposed to do that, officially. Yeah, if you're running late, just call an Uber, go into an Uber. You know, I remember once my family, we were going on a Friday. We were going from Washington Heights to Lower East Side on a Friday. We left a nice amount of time, and what happened was there was a truck that was on the FDR Drive that wasn't supposed to be there. And that caused a tremendous traffic jam. And so we had to get off the highway. And we were going to my in-laws on the Lower East Side. And after a certain point, I said to my wife, it's not happening. We're not getting there. So we have one job to do now, to park the car before Shkia. And that's what we did. We put in a lot right before Shkia. And there was a couple of minutes left. I daven Mincha by the lot. And then we had a choice whether we should find somebody who lives on the Upper East Side and stay there. But my son said, no, we have to be with Safta and Grandpa. So we walked 2 hours to get there. We showed up, then. But it wasn't a Havamina that we were going to drive Bershki, even though I keep very late chops. It wasn't a Havamina that we were going to drive Bershki. I mean, that's a different story. But no, we didn't. We left our stuff in the car.
Ah, okay. So then, yeah, that's probably.
Yeah. If you hold,
I don't know.
If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, if you again, I'm giving you estimated facts that from Shkia Rishona till Shkia Shnia is Vadayom. So those 58.5 minutes. Is Vadayom. And Seisachach and Benesh Moshus is only from 58.5 to 72. Whatever.
54 minutes till 70.
58.5 till 72 is Safek. But before 58.5, it's Vadayom. So the Gros Saint Pshan and the Rashba, that when is the Zman of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? So the Mogen Avraham says from the Shulchan Aruch 72 minutes. Is that Seisa Kachav? He's saying it's Shkia Shnia. Mishatishka is Shkia Shnia. Because he's saying it's not Mistaber that it's what we call Shkia Rishona, because Shkia Rishona is still very light outside. Like Rav Shecht always points out, the Shraga Batira Mayahani, that you don't light during the day because you have the sun. So what is it? And Bezman Chazal and Eretz Yisrael in certain places, many places, they light outdoors. They light outdoors. So it's only mistaken to light outdoors when it's somewhat dark. But Shkia time, it's not so dark. So, but if you hold Shkia Shnia, then it makes a lot of sense. That means So the Magen Avraham. So the machloek is here between the Magen Avraham Shad and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rashba and the Ran is whether you should light at 58 and a half minutes or you should light at 72 minutes. But no one had that in mind for these shitas that you should light by Shkiri Shoyna, what people today quote from the Vilna Gaon, that you light at Shkia.
So for Shabbos, even
Tzavos is
what
Tzavos said. Officially, the Sama Rebbe, signed off on this, that even his Hasidim shouldn't be doing Melacha after Shkia Rishon. But that's L'chumra. Because really, if you hold like the Rebbe Tam, Shkia Rishon is still Vadayom.
Is that why they daven mincha so late?
Yeah, mincha so late is beferish in Shulchan Aruch that you can daven mincha so late. Breuer's daven mincha later because Rav Breuer wanted that if they daven mincha late, then when they get to Maariv it'll already be the Zman, and therefore he was afraid people wouldn't repeat the Kriya Shema, and therefore at least let them. Daven mincha a little late, so therefore Maariv will be bizman according to some opinions, and then they can say Kriya Shema and be yotzei with the Kriya Shema. But davening mincha late is the simple pshat in Shulchan Aruch, because if you're a Rabbeinu Tam. Except for one Rabbeinu Yonah that Rav Soloveitchik was into, that said that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you shouldn't daven after Shkir Rishonah. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that. So the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is you can daven until 58 and a half or maybe even 72. Daven mitzvah. I told you, I was once in Kiryas Yoel. It was probably in June. And I told him my friend has a shul there in Kiryas Yoel. It was 9:30 at night. And they were starting mincha. Which is fine. Because why? Because shkia that day was like 8:30. It was in June. It was the latest shkia that we have in New York is around 8:30. Now we're by the earliest shkia, about 4:30. So in New York, the earliest is around 4:30, 4:28. Right? And the latest is around 8:30. So it was that time of year that it was 8:30. So, and then I came into my friend shul, it was 9:30. And they were, davening mincha. Because it's still Zman mincha. Still, it's Ben Shosh. Yeah, because Tzeis HaKachavim is not until at least 72 minutes. So the question is, so it's interesting. So the Netziv writes, getting back to Netziv on page 9, that Sarf Lomer that the Gaonim hold like the Rashba, but Likim Tchilish Shkia Ba'od Hayam Gadol. So maybe that's when they were. Tchilish Shkia, which Shkia is that? So the Vilna Gaon learned it was Shkia Shnia. Was a Shkia Shnia. And that's what Rav Nosson Gishtetner has here. On page 6, he says, Agra, on the left side of page 6. Agra is al-Kosav, the Mirashma, Ram, Mashman, the Mitzdishka, and it's kula shkia shnia. Kol gimel roi meal kodem says chavim, 3/4 of an hour of a meal before it says. And also the mirasha pasuk dimrotzi yochel lahadli kodem shetishka chama. The raimi had lachas nechanik ve'er shabbos. Lo kocha magdim l'rab adom shetishka chama. Have you been a shmosh? It's milshon of yosef goa. Ve'er shalhadli ve'er shabbos. Well, Rabbi, yeah, Mashra, the guy Madlik Tishka, Achi Yishka, Elio Matachton, Madlik Guzmano. Kovarushki Ashneer. And the Gimel Revoy Mil, if they say so, Kohav. Metay Yishl Ayim. So what, but Rabbein Atam, he holds, look on page 7. Allah Matzatsi, reason to say for Rabbein Atam, that he says, Mishkiya Sachama, Shashi Yaskel, he comes from Ravim, Shatishka, Shanichnas Kvar. So that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Shatishka means that already was Shakua, and that's Seis HaKachav. So Mamela, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, 72. Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And the Rashba holds 58 and a half. So he's saying both Rishonim hold Mishatishka means that it's already Shakua. The question is it already Shakua Lagamre or not Lagamre? And the Loshon Shkia Sachama, that they learn means perhaps Shkia Rishonim. But Mishatishka is Mashka later. And that's how these the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Tam learn. It's just the Rabbeinu Tam learns Mishatishka means it's totally Shakua. So now if you hold that there are his opinion of the Gaonim that Shkia Rishon is already the Red Banish Rosh. So that's what people today do. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, with the Iker Yishuv is Talmidei Hagra. So they're very Machmin Medina to and the Chazon Ish shel that way that Shkia Rishon is the Iker Zman. And then, Rav Aaron, what's the earliest you've seen people end Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael?
When it's not, let's say summertime.
Let's say winter time.
So winter time, it would come out.
When do you see? When have you seen
7:30? 7:30. 7:30.
Winter?
No, winter. Winter did summer. Winter. I think winter time. No, winter. Like now, it's 5:15.
That's the earliest. You haven't seen people do malacha even earlier than that.
No. Well, depends where.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah. No, from people don't do malacha before 5:15. No. No.
5:15. Shkia is what time?
And Shkia is 4:39, 4:40.
4:40.
That's the earliest Shkia, 4:39 and a half.
Oh, so you never have 4:30 like we do, 4:28.
No. 4:39 is the earliest.
And they're ready by 5:15, so that's how many minutes? 35 minutes?
Something like that, yeah. It's an hour, it's a be'erich. We light candles 40 minutes early before Shkia, and so it comes out about an hour and 12, 13 minutes after Hadlakat Nerot. We light Hanukkah candles usually about 5 o'clock. We don't have a mar at 5 o'clock. We light Hanukkah candles 4:40. That's when we light Hanukkah candles.
4:40. Because you're your goat people.
Yerushalmi.
Vilna goat people, Yerushalmis, they like. And what's the lashon of the of? And they have understanding. So that, in other words, so that's what Rabbi was saying, that even though the Vilna Gaon and Shulchan Aruch is saying it means Shkia Shnia, but he really held Shkia Rishona in his own practice.
We had an uncle, my wife's uncle, that was a me Tzetzei Talmidei Agra. He used to sit with his watch Arab on Hanukkah to light Im Hashkia, the precise minute of Shkia. That's what
precise he's minute of Shkia.
Waiting for it.
And how long did it last for?
Oh, it has to last till half an hour after Tzei. So it
lasts
till about
5:30. But Tzeis again, and they considered Tzeis 5 o'clock for Hanukkah purposes.
Right, but with Daven Marib 20 minutes after Shkia.
20 minutes after Shkia on Hanukkah or 20 minutes after Shkia the whole year?
In general. Some people are Makbid 22 minutes. The Luach of Rabbi Tukachinsky, Rabbi Luach of Israel, talks about on a Tainus, he mentions it, 17 minutes. On a Tainus, we daven 17
because
minutes.
Because the Vilna Gaon, you see, the two Gemaras. One Gemara says, Seis HaKachavim is 4 mil after Shkia. One Gemara says 3/4 mil. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Tam says 3/4 mil means from Shkia Shnia to Tzeis HaKachav. But the Vilna Gaon said, no, they're two different sugyas. And therefore, the sugya that is telling you the halacha of when it is the 3/4 mil. So this Vilna Gaon in the Bir Agra Reish Samach Aleph was saying it's 3/4 mil.
And if usually there's a little problem here because usually they say that the 17 minutes is for the Rabbanans. Yet, right. We daven Mariv and say Kriya Shema, and I never heard that people are close there.
Right, because they assume people will repeat the Kriya Shema.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because people say Kriya Shema for Alamita anyway.
Okay, so, maybe that's the reason. I don't know.
Yeah, so at least they have that... But the Vilna, right... They say in the Gross Klois in Vilna that they did like Rabbi Natan.
Really?
That's what I know, Harari, didn't they say?
Yeah, that makes sense. There were a lot of Minag Ashkenaz
periods. Yeah, in other words, the Gross wasn't the Marat, the Asra of Vilna. Right, it's only like Max is saying, only in Eretz Israel where the Talmidim HaGross took power. But in Vilna, there wasn't. The Vilna Gaon wasn't the Rav of Vilna, right?
It's very, very sad.
He wasn't the Rav of Vilna. He sat and learned in Vilna. He wasn't the Rav of Vilna. But he became ipso facto the Rav of Eretz Israel because his Talmidim started the Yishuv in Eretz Israel. So,
Of the Ashkenazim.
Yeah.
Of the Ashkenazim.
Ashkenazim, yes.
Sfaradim in general, the same Sfar you said by the Yekis, they said the opposite by the Sfaradim, they daven Mariv right after Mincha, early.
Right.
Because I think also they're afraid that they'll, you know, that they won't daven or whatever. So they all the Minyanim, the Sfaradim in general, they daven Mincha Mariv Mamish together, and it's still light outside.
Yeah. But in terms of, now the question is whether the Rambam held like the Goyim. Or maybe the Rambam just held I think that's a whole machlokes, what the Rambam held. So if you hold that the Rambam held like what the Gra does, that's based on the Rambam, Shkia Rishona. So then the Shultos is understood because they were lighting their Iskanika like the Vilna Gaon, like Yerushalmis, and then they were wearing Tzatals Mitzuyeses. In other words, if you hold like that, it works out very good. if you hold that the Gaonim held like what they do today in Eretz Israel.
Not everybody, but the, I mean...
Right, but if you hold like the raw people in Eretz Israel, that's what they hold. So then it works in very good. The question of the tziv on the shiltos is how could he say that the balabais is where it sits is, but it's Lila? The answer is no. You're supposed to light Neres Chanukah Bayom. Mishatishka Chama will be Sofik Yom. But if it's Sofik, was the gross, but he was still wearing tzitzis, that the balabais.
According to the Shita, that a beged yom is only chayav bayom. When is the yom defined lechora by tzeis hakochavim? Because it's a sapek otherwise.
Right. So that's the question.
If anybody wants to take his beged off, we'd only take it off
after tzeis.
After tzeis.
Yeah. Okay, but in other words, so the question is, what's shot in the? But here is mashma the talis mitzuyas is my name. You want to say because it's a suffix.
I know, but I mean, say anybody who holds dafka that a beged yom is not chayav balayla. First of all, I mean, I don't know whether you have to assume that if somebody who's wearing a beged bayom takes it off balayla.
Right.
Even if he does, he probably wouldn't take it off until after Tzeis HaKochavim because it's Safek Yom.
Safek. So you want to say maybe that's shot in the Shultz.
Yeah.
Palos Mitzuyatzis is according to the Vilna Gaon Shita that maybe hold like the Gaonim that the Shkir Rishon is already this month. And therefore he's wearing tzitzis because it's still at least Safek Yom. If you hold like the Rush, the whole thing is much better because then it's a beged yom balayla. So he was doing it at night, but when he was still wearing tzitzis. But why was he wearing tzitzis? Because it's a beged yom, it's chayiv even balayla. So that was the Netziv's question. He says, if you hold like, well, what was the balabais wearing tzitzis for? So the Netziv says that So if you hold like the Rosh, it's understood. If you hold the Ram, it's a problem. And maybe he was Chila Shkia Od Hayom. But it's still, Chila Shnia is Shkia Shnia. It's still a little hard to understand. Okay. Bezer Shem will continue tomorrow. So tomorrow's Thursday. We'll have Shir 11 to 12. And we'll have Chumash. So we'll start 11 to 11:30, 11:30 to 12, and we'll go from there. Then we'll see which other packets we're going to do for Hanukkah, and we'll see also when we're going to start Chazara. Okay, so Bezer Hashem.
It's clear.
You do it.